All the swimmers scrambled out of the pool and up the ladders, escaping into the changing rooms. Outside, they could still hear the mob shouting angry slogans. Dan poked his head out of the changing room door. He saw his parents arguing with a thin man who looked like a professor. Dan could see that they were not having kind words. The man gestured towards the pool. Dan could just catch a few of the man's angry words. "It's never going to happen here. Black people and white people don't belong together." Chapter 4, Another Season. After the swim meet, the city closed all the public pools for the rest of the summer. Without a place to swim, the summer seemed to drag. Dan was happy when school finally started again in September. This year, Dan noticed things at school that he hadn't thought about before. Black kids and white kids almost never ate lunch together. They didn't sit together in assemblies. He and Jesse didn't see each other at school much. Yet he still felt they were friends. Winter passed, and it began to feel like spring. Dan wondered if the swimming pools would open when it got warm. One evening, his father came into dinner with a big smile on his face. "I've got exciting news," he announced.